Help you think about the spark there. And a spark came out of the fire, did you notice? So. Oh, thank you. It's talking back. Talking fire. So that's one of the analogies for emanational creation. Of course, it's spark from a fire. So the soul is created like a spark from the fire. So souls are created there. Fortunately, it wasn't Lord Mudagar. We'd have six sparks. We might have burned the whole thing up. Just a regular soul. We just got one spark. That's interesting. So, looking at our Living with Shiva lesson today, the 178, be firm but kind. So it's talking about children and parents, but the concepts involved can be applied to any group situation, particularly when there's a someone in charge and others not in charge, when there's a talavar and members of the kulam, or supervisor at work and employees, or teachers and students. Applies to any situation of that nature. Be firm but kind. Children respond well to correction, discipline, talking and explaining, and being treated like the intelligent beings that they are. So that's an important statement there, the intelligent beings that they are. Sometimes that's not acknowledged in situations, for one reason or another. Sometimes we just don't acknowledge it because we're in a hurry. We're too rushed. We don't think there's enough time to acknowledge someone's intelligence and let them respond and treat them in a proper way. We just kind of rush through and bark out our orders of the day and let it be. But it's not really the way to do it in a cultured situation. Gurudeva certainly would never do that with any of us. Many parents these days are afraid of their children and dance around them as if they were things to be avoided. They bribe them with toys and sweets. I've tried sweets with monks. It seems to work. I get so many sweets, you know, sometimes I give them all away to the monks. They bribe them with toys and sweets, bow before their every whim, and appoint them, by default, the head of the house. Truly, children these days like to be told what to do, but also to be told the reason why. The obey me because I said so stance will not work anymore for the Western educated child. So that's an important point. And taking the time and also having the ability to explain why. And it was a style of leadership that Gurudeva used. He didn't have to, but he wouldn't just say, this is what we're going to do, let's do it. He could have said that. That's all right in Guru protocol. But he would say, no, this is what we're going to do, and this is why. And if you didn't understand why, he'd explain it another way. So he took the time to explain why he was doing what he was doing, which took a lot of time. It takes maybe four times as long to explain something in that way. And if it's complex, it takes even longer. But he took the time. Why did he go through that process? Why? To train the monks in his way of perceiving things. So it was a training. through that process, he shared how he looked at life, how he looked at experiences, and taught us a great deal. If he hadn't taken that time, we wouldn't have learned that much. But that's one of the reasons we learned a lot from Gurudev, was that style of leadership, of explaining, this is what we're going to do, and this is why we're going to do it. So it's a wonderful way of teaching and training anyone who doesn't know as much as you do. Your children, students, employees if you're the supervisor, members of your kulam, and so forth. Taking the time to explain why, giving a firm, you're giving firm leadership. Gurudev was always firm. This is what we're going to do. He was never indecisive. He was always kindly, and he always took the time to explain why. So, wonderful example of these principles in a situation that's not parent and child. So I'm going to point out one other point I'll share. An all-pervasive mental disease has come to the planet. It started in the West and is spreading worldwide. It is the modern way that parents talk to their children, by starting a question when actually giving direction or instruction, such as, why don't we all get in the car now? Why don't you put on your coat? Don't you think it's time for you children to turn off the TV and go to bed? These kinds of phrases are used in the family homes and in offices throughout the world. Children given the choice, why don't you, before the instruction of what to do, are disadvantaged. They are forced to make a yes or no decision before complying with the request. Sometimes it might be no. When undecided, children comply reluctantly. Giving these kinds of choices to young people, which is being done today, even at the five-year-old level and younger, is a new way of raising them, which puts parents at a disadvantage. They become beholden to their child's every mood, thought, and preference. So, stating things as a question goes against the basic theme of the section, which is firmness. If you state it as a question, you're not being firm. Firmness is needed, but kind firmness. Kind firmness. Firmness which is kind and which explains why.